This thing in verse 3, I rent my garment and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down astonished. Now, why did Ezra do that? Well, simply for the fact that he was ashamed of the spiritual condition of the people of that time. He saw the condition of the people and their transgressions against the Lord, and it grieved him so much that he afflicted himself. Now, here's the thing is, Ezra is a great example to follow. Obviously, we know that Ezra was a ready scribe. He was prepared. He knew the law of the Lord. And because he knew the law of the Lord, he knew that God's people were transgressing the law of the Lord. And in light of that, it grieved him so much that he afflicted himself. You say, what's the spiritual application there, Brother Bruce? The spiritual application is this. Sin ought to grieve us. When we sin, when our family sins, when we see the Christians out there in churches that are involved in sin, that ought to grieve us. We not ought to take it like water off a duck's back. And you know what the problem is with a lot of churches is that when churches are involved in sin or they're tolerating sin, what happens? No one speaks out against it. It's like normal. It's like water off a duck's back. You know what pastors need to do today? They need to pluck out their own hair. And be grieved over the sins that are taking place in the churches. Be grieved over the sins that are taking place in the lives of individuals. Why? Because let me say this, sin destroys people. It destroys families, children, fathers, mothers, husbands, and wives, and churches. And that ought to grieve us. You know, and if you're listening today, you're like, well, you know, what's the big deal? Yeah, that's the big deal. When Christians are not ashamed of sin, that's a big deal. You know, Ezra, it bothered Ezra so much that he was willing to just afflict himself, pluck out his own hair. You know, we ought to see the sin-ridden world in this city, in El Monte, and the city surrounding it, and it ought to bother us of the sins that are taking place. If it doesn't bother you, you need to turn off the television. If it doesn't bother you, you need to get off the social media every once in a while. If it doesn't bother you, then you need to get into the Bible, learn the law of God, just like Ezra did, so it can bother you. You know, we have too many people today that are just not ashamed. They don't blush at the sins of our country. They don't blush at the sins of our city. They don't blush at the sins of the church. You got fornicators in the church. Not in this church, but there's fornicators in the church, and everything is just like Candyland. You know, people are praising people for having children out of wedlock. That's wicked. No, that pastor and those leaders ought to be grieved at that. Why? Because the second generation is being destroyed. Okay.